This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Some, with the emphasis here on the word some, parts of the Chinese economy have started to open back up. But effectively, people are still obliged to stay home, which means that for Marketplace's Jennifer Pak, who has been staring at a whole lot of empty streets and empty shopping malls for the better part of a month now, her window to the world has been through good old-fashioned radio. This is part of what she's hearing in Shanghai.
On Shanghai's radio, there's no hotter topic than food delivery workers. Normally, they just make life work in the city of 24 million. But now, many Shanghai residents see them more as potential carriers of the COVID-19 virus, a concern voiced on this cooking show hosted by Yingzi.
During this outbreak, a lot of you have asked whether it's safe to get food delivery.
Yingzi has reached out to one of China's biggest food delivery app, Ele.me. Its spokesperson is Zhang Xiaojia. She says, don't worry.
Our delivery guys disinfect their food boxes daily. They wear face masks and check for fever. Restaurant staff are also checked for fever before handling your food.
Plus, she says there's no physical contact with customers, as shown in an ad for a property rental firm. The delivery guy sets the food by the door. Wait till I leave and then get the food, he tells the resident. She's under a mandatory self-quarantine by her neighborhood committee for 14 days, during which the rental firm says it will provide tenants with hotel-like service. Safety measures like self-quarantine and travel restrictions between provinces mean many people have not returned to work yet. And some employees were asking on this radio chat show whether they still had a job.
During this critical period, companies cannot randomly fire employees.
That's You Mingjian, a member of the CPPCC, the communist government's top advisory body. But can workers have their wages cut, asked the show host. The short answer is yes. But You Mingjian urges companies to find other ways first.
They can shift work and rest days around or cut down work hours.
We're China's number one hit music station. Hits FM.
Concerns about job security means consumption might be way down for a while. But China is still an important market. American artists like Katy Perry have sent messages of support.
Hi everyone in China, it's Katy Perry. I just wanted to send a message to you to let you know that we are all with you.
She's had trouble getting permission to perform in China, but her songs are widely available on music streaming platforms here. There is an effort to ease people's anxieties, like how many basic supplies should people stock up on? 30% more than normal, says this psychologist in a public service announcement.
If you exceed 30%, the more you hoard, the more panicked you'll be.
There's no escaping the main topic here, the virus outbreak, whether the shows are supposed to be about music, traffic, or home renovations. Here's Chen Yi and Jia Nan on Great Sports Radio.
One of our topics today is what type of hairstyles do you prefer? But not many listeners have responded.
Because it's not the right time. I haven't cut my hair since the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know where I can get my hair cut.
A lot of hair salons are still closed. Chinese officials say, be patient. Then, a reminder to people to keep their immune system strong. Stay fit with the 9th edition of the People's Radio Calisthenics. From my home in Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.